Flashback to the that's like yeah, gaze.
That's right.
And you were just there. I don't know. Do you realise that during the interview, your mouth was just moving, like just sounding out words, and I put my ear a bit closer to your mouth, and you were just whispering, "Teach me, Robert. Teach me.
Well, why would
share
I,
with me your power."
Why would I be whispering that?
For women, because you're desperate.
Eligible. There's a huge difference. Hey,
desperately, desperately eligible.
The film is Water for Elephants, set next Thursday, set in the 30s. Yeah. And we pick up our chat in Robert Pattinson's hotel room.
We're both suckers for period pieces with films, we particularly 20th century. As soon as it's got bonnets and cravats, we tend to not like the films as much. But we are fascinated with the clothing. It seems easy to live in that era because everyone is kind of wore the same thing on these
standard sort of shirts. Braces are good, aren't they?
It's the best thing in the world. Yeah. You don't have to think about anything ever.
Except your lines, I mean. Robert, speak.
I'm wearing the clothes. But it gets better and better up until the 60s, because like in the 40s, then everyone just starts wearing suits all the time. Well, 30s, 40s, 50s is just suits.
Yeah.
Okay. And then everybody messed it up in the 60s.
They did. And I often think, though, that looks really itchy, the outfits.
They are dense wool.
You kind of, yeah, and then working in a million degrees heat. But I did, the best thing about it is I used to wear the period underwear as well, like every single day for absolutely no reason, because you'd never see it.
Just like a Hessian underwear or something.
Yeah, they had the best boxer shorts. They had these huge boxer shorts.
Bloomers.
Yeah, which like they're the most comfortable things in the world.
Do you get to keep those?
That's one of the only things I kept, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You walk around, I haven't changed my underwear for 60 years.
Robert, I found this book earlier today. It's one of these unauthorised biographies, right? Is that weird seeing your face on a Robert Pattinson A to Z?
I'm always really curious who's doing it. I mean, they're good, like little scam artists who are writing them.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say who it is.
We just assume that you didn't sit down and go through the alphabet with them.
There's things about, like, you're like, you know, how your best mates with the redhead from Harry Potter, whatever that guy's name is. It's crazy.
I've actually forgotten what his name is. It's Rupert.
That's weird. That was terrible.
Some reason Neil has come into my head or something. Oh yeah, Neil, yeah.
Oh, how are you, Neil? I loved it. Such a sad thing the franchise is ending.
Rob, we know you've got to go, you're a busy man, but Haim and I had our own film that we've been pushing for a while.
Look, we sat down and we said, look, how do we combine, you know, Robert's excellently portrays this, you know, this beautiful story of the circus, Water for Elephants, a vet.
Jacob.
Also, yep. Extremely, certainly famous for Twilight and Edward Cullen. How do we combine those two characters? One's a vampire, one's a vet, seemingly in opposite ends of the scale. Mm-hmm. Or are they? With your permission, Robert, would you lend us your voice here as we record the advertisement for Vampire Vet? A brilliant and a stirring new film.
Mm. This is going to be really difficult. I have to actually do some acting. This is what my job is, theoretically.
Look, you're going to look good next to Andy. You've already got a pretty big head start.
I like the first line has got a spelling mistake in it already.
Sorry about that. I should never have printed it off with a red squiggly line under it.
Similar to how Tarantino in Inglourious Bastards, you got to throw something out.
Deliberate spelling mistake.
Exactly. You know,
and it's not just because we got a couple of eight-year-olds to write the script for it.
Haim, the reason why we've come back to the studio is because Robert did perform the trailer for us.
A crazy calm came over him as he went into acting mode, and it gives us great excitement now with a few added special effects and a professional voiceover person to give you guys a sneak peek. And I think, what was your feeling on how he liked the script?
My feeling
idea?
Was, and people may hear it in the trailer, which is unusual for a trailer, you do hear the actor questioning...
He questions us a fair bit.
Which is unusual for a trailer.
I had some questions for Andy and I, but overall, I feel that Pattinson was buzzed, and this is probably his next project. Ladies and gentlemen, Vampire Vet.
Introducing the story of an extraordinary man, Robert Pattinson. Combines two of his greatest roles into one of the greatest films Hamish and Andy have ever produced, to be watched by over three of the greatest audience members of all time.
Yeah, hi, I was wondering if you could help me with my dog. It has a dry nose.
Sure thing, I was about to grab lunch, but I'm always happy to help. Hi there, little fella, I'll be back there in a moment. Hi, it's me again. He didn't make it.
Oh, no, but you're only gone for about 4 seconds.
Well, to be fair, it's longer in dog seconds.
Good, but don't mind, because they've just lost their time.
On the plus side, I don't need lunch anymore.
Vampire Vet, the ultimate confusion. A man who's taken an oath to the world to help animals. but also an oath to his stomach to have lunch.
Stop bringing me mice, I'm starving. I don't understand that.
That's good, because he's eating all the animals.
Oh, right. Oh, now I get it.
Follow the heartbreaking lows of his patients.
I've eaten your monkey.
Oh no, Morris.
To the soaring highs.
But he was a little bit chunky.
Great stuff, Tyson.
Until finally, one brave nurse could take no more.
Doctor, you can't keep eating the animals.
Sorry, I didn't know.
It's really unprofessional.
Okay, I get it. Are you still coming to Trivia Thursday?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to help my sister with something in the afternoon. I'll be there a bit later.
Okay,
cool. Vampire Vets.
Vampire Vets.
I don't know why that scene made the trailer.
CFM's Crazy Calls.
I just want to make you sweat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.